Shasa Loisa say, in some places Chazal say that it's Keneged Gidin and Keneged Eivorim. But the Gemara Makkah says that it's Keneged the Taya, the Keneged the Shasa Yimei Achama, and the Ramach Eivorim of a person. So Rashi says over there that the reason, what the Pshat is Keneged the Shasa Eivorim, Keneged Shasa Yom. So Rashi says that each day says not to do something. Each day yells not to do an Aveira, and each night says to do, and each Aver, the person, says to do a mitzvah. And Spencer, it's built on a Tanchuma, that the Lashon is Kemar Lashon Tanchuma, that says that the days are Kenegi Surim, and so on. The days tell the person not to do any Averas. Where's the chalukah over here? In other words, besides the fact that I'm understanding what it means that they say not to do something, what does it mean that the day is says on the Lotsa say and the Eva says on the essay? Mechatez, it's not the other way around. The etzim inyan that it's the days are connected to Moisa Chama, which Klaiyosol usually does not go by Moisa Chama. The answer to that is Pashit, that daytime, the mitzvahs of a day is the Moisa Chama de Kaminyan. It's something that is shaykh to the Moisa Chama, not the Moisa Levana. There is no Moisa Levana really. A day is built around Chama, and b'meila, if you're trying to add up the days, it's going to have to be in the frame of Moisa Chama. The Gemara says the same thing also by the Gemara says the same thing in Yom Kippur. It says the Shasa days, of which the Sotan is connected, is Mekatrig on Shinun Tes, and b'meila, the Yom Kippur is the day when the Sotan is not Mekatrig. So the Mashmos is that the daytimes go busted Yom Yisachama. That's the Metzias of a day. The Levana, the days in Levana are not a natural Levana type of, we have 29 and a half days, 30 days in a Chodesh. But that's not a natural function of a chodesh. So that's the Pasha Pshat in the Chazal as far as why it's Shasa days connected to me and Moisa Chama. But what does it mean that the Moisa Chama are the ones that tell a person not to do Averis, and the Moisa Levana are the ones that, and the Evarim are the ones that tell a person to do mitzvahs? So let's understand a little bit more. There's a whole inyan here, a whole chelak of Torah that we really don't have a race, and understanding it is gives us a whole different mitzvah of avana. It says in the pasuk, "Ki sheishes yomim asa Hashem as Hashemayim to Eretz." Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world in 6 days. So Yalkut Reveni brings, and it's not only him; it's Nefesh HaChaim brings it. Why doesn't it say "Ki b'sheishes yomim"? It says Sheshes Yomim. So the Yalkut says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's not the Pshat, a time within which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Metzias of Yomim, and that's the, and each one is a Metzias, and each one is has its own Inyan of Avoda. If we take a look at the Bria, there are different chalukis of zmanim. We understand zman as just being continuous, that zman keeps going, and it's like a yardstick. You can measure a yard, yard and a half, 2 yards, 2 3/4 yards. That's our understanding of zman, that it's a kind of measurement of different how long does it take to do something. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even before there was Shemesh and Levana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayer v'yveike yom echad, Vayer v'yveike yom sheni, and so on. The Metzias of Yom was a Metzias that was created in the world immediately. That was it's a unit. So the world is created in, not only in time, in amount of time, but it's created in discrete units of an entity, which is a day. So Sheshes Yomim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create, it's not how long it took HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The world is six units of Yomim. Sheshes Yomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created six units of Yomim for Briyas Olam. He put together six units. Each unit itself is a unit for Atzmoy, and that's how it's done. If you think about it, if a person is Mizbeinin, there are three basic units of time. There is the day, there is the month, and there's the year. Each one has its own mahalach, and let's understand this, the differences in each mahalach. The lunar month has absolutely no relationship to the earth. It stands on its own. Right. The lunar month is the month is the moon when it goes from bigger to smaller. That's the metzias of the from nothing to its full moon. It's bechlal not a measure that has a shaychus to the world. That's the metzias of a chodesh, and we'll speak about it sometimes. I spoke about it to a chodesh lechem, klal yisrael's metzias shaychus levana. But the etzim levana itself leaves no imprint on the world per se. The shana is the metzias of a complete cycle of an agricultural cycle, and be'etzim it's part of the world. It has its own metzias in it's a metzias that is inherent in the world, but it's not a sharp metzias of a complete unit. It's the change between growing, seeding, growing, coming full, and harvesting. So it's a gradual metzias that affects the world. It's within the world, but there is no sharp distinction. There's choref and there's kotzir and there's kayetz. It's a general mahalach of the peiros that are produced within the world, but there's no clear phenomena that cuts it into discrete units. Within a year, you'll have an entire cycle of giving fruit and so on. A daytime is a very clear unit of time. It doesn't affect the world so much in a long run. It affects the world what it does is it cuts the world into discrete units. The whole metzias that we sleep at night and that the world sleeps at night and that there's a chiddush in the morning, mechadesh tuvachoyem tamid, that whole metzias is there so that the world comes in distinct packets. There's day. Each one is a clear, if you go from shkia to shkia, tzeis to tzeis, you have a clear, sharp distinction. And mitzad chiyos of the bria, each one is a self-contained unit. Each one has its own mahalach, and that's it. It finishes at a specific time. The bria goes to sleep at one, a sort of a misa, and then it comes to chiyos and spends its day doing something and goes back into misa. So the daytime is a complete unit of bria and misa. That is the metzias of a day, and it puts its stamp on the world, not just like the solar cycle, which is a gradual mahalach of tzmicha and ktsira and so on, but it's a very sharp unit of birth, death, and a new day. That is metzias of yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He didn't only create within a time frame that ki'ilu lasts a certain amount of time. The world wasn't created within 6 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Briyas HaOlam is six units, and that's why each unit it needed its own metzias. It's not had the units been exactly the same in Briyas HaOlam, so then the units, it becomes meaningless. It's a different day in what sense? A person who's laying Rachman HaTzlan in a coma. So the fact that it's Tuesday today is meaningless. The fact that it was Monday yesterday is meaningless. It's one long continuum. It's an amount of time. You could measure it in hours would be a better way to measure it. It's days don't mean anything. It's the one long tkufa of just sleeping. When there's an activity within the day, and each day has a different activity, then you could say unit 1, unit 2, unit 3. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah gives, explains why each one, each day has different Shir Shal Yoyim. So it says, the first day was HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was Molach Al HaOlam, the second day was Chilik Maisav, and so on. Each day itself has its own characteristic, and that's why it's a distinct day. And B'meila, the days together snap in and form a complete week. So each day has its own teichen. The fact that it has its own clearly circumscribed existence also means that it has its clear teichen. And Sunday has one teichen, and Monday has a second teichen, and Tuesday has a third teichen. Each has its own teichen, and together it becomes a world, and it becomes a complete world through Shabbos. So the Tzinu Lameidim, the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria with subunits. There's Bria Sa'olam from the day of Bria until Achris HaYomim. That's the general scope of the Bria. And then the Bria got divided into days. And each day has its own Netzias, and it has its own content for that reason. And the Mela, it stops, and it's gone. That is what the Metzias of the Yomim is in the Bria. It says in the Yom HaDin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates there are three Yom HaDin. It says there's Yom HaDin Lasid Lovay, there's Yom HaDin a person dies, there's Yom HaDin every day. The pshat in these three Yom HaDin is that you can look, for instance, if you ask a person, have you been making money in the stock market or not? So he can tell you, the last month has been a disaster, the yearly average is X percent, and the 10-year average is Y. And each one of it is a figure. There's a daily or monthly, there's yearly, could be 10 years, it could be a lifetime, makes no difference. There are different levels of accounting, and a person might be doing very well this month. Over the year, it might be mediocre, and over 10 years, it might be disastrous, or the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yemei Adin means there's a Yom Adin. Achris HaYomim means in the entire scope of the world, what are your mitzvahs look like? And a very famous letter from Baran that a person can do something right. And not only is it right b'shaita, but it creates peiros and peiros, which are also on your schus, or the opposite. There's a lifetime, which is one yin, and there's year to year, which is the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. There's another element, and that is not only what did a person do in a lifetime average, since the day is a specific unit, so the question is, how did each day do? A person, for instance, in Lahavland, in the elections that we have, a person can carry a state, but it can do terrible in one county or two counties or one city or two cities. But it averages out to some other things. When you have a Yom HaDin of the person, so there's two Yom HaDins. There's a Yom HaDin on the person, and there's a Yom on the klolius of his life. There's a Yom HaDin in the days also. There's a Lashon HaZayah that says, Vayikrevu Yemei Yisrael Lamus, that Yaakov's days came close to dying. So the Zayah asks, V'chi bekama Yom Yemei Sparnash. What does it mean his days got closer to dying? Died. A person doesn't die in days. A person dies in a minute. But B'shaita Chada, V'riga Chada, Mesa Perlam, in one split second a person dies. Elohochi Tani, Kat Kutchabrichu Boy La'as V'ruchalei, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take back the neshama of a person, kol inun yoimim de koyim varnash by alma, all the days that a person lived in this world, is pakton kamei, they stand up to be counted for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'olim b'chushbenei, and they're holding the count. Zakor chulkedu varnash, lucky is the person, the yoimim eskrivu gabe malka v'lei kesufa, that the days can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without humiliation. And no day is out of the cheshbon. The yishkach v'yoyim nesav b'choyver, that day had an aver. Beginkach kosu b'tzadikaya kriva. That's why b'tzadikim it says v'yikrivu. Mishum the kriva yemegah b'malka b'lek yisufa. They came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without embarrassment, and so on. And so it says it says that there is the days themselves come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each day can either come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person comes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each day is a metzius also. There's a lashon in the Zohar also, the Zohar says that the days become like the threads of a beged. The Zohar says that the levushid inshi, that the levushim of a person, and each day and the days together come as a thread and in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that besides each unit stands on its own, and then together they combine to make a lifetime. There's the pasuk in Tilim says, "Hine tfochis nosate yomai." David Melch said, "Eini kitzai midas yomai mahi." It says, "Tfochis nosate yomai." You gave my days measured out in a tefach. So some of the Farshim say, the tefach is the smallest measure of a person. We don't find halacha, even though it's an etzba, a smaller measure. I'm not sure why they use tefach, but they say that tefach is the smallest measure. You have an amma, you have a ris, you have a parsa, a mil. A tefach is the smallest measure. How can we find etzba also? I'm not sure why it's big, but the Rishonim say that a tefach is a small measure. It means that if we're looking at an entity in a person's life that is a complete unit, that's a tefach. So when the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the days like tefachim, it means a day is a minimal shir. It's a self-contained shir. I think that the reason why tefach was chosen, a tefach is what a person can grasp in his hand. An etzba is, you can measure something with an etzba, but you have no control over an etzba. And a tefach is the amount a person can at least hold on to. An amma a person can lift, and so on. A tefach is a shear that a person has some tefisin. Less than a tefach you can measure, but it's not shy to the person. Maybe that's why. But upon him, David HaMelech is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our days in packets, in tefachos, and a person can look at each one as a self-contained unit. Let's take a look in other inyanim where the Torah presents it that way. It says l'moshel that by the mon, it says that they should be melaketed dvar yoyim b'yoyimot, each day on its own behalf. The Gemara says the mechusa mon is if he has now bread and he stocks up for the day afterwards. Each day itself is a metzias b'fnei atzmai. It has an hagan hashgacha, and that's why a person who's living, I mean, you don't take each. B'tochen didn't require taking each meal separately, going out and taking each meal separately. You could stock up. You stocked up for a day, but dvar yoyim b'yoyimai is a metzias b'fnei atzmai. Last is dvar avdei dvar yoyim b'yoyimai. A day is the smallest amount that is a metzias b'fnei atzmai. So the first thing we understand is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the metzias of days, and b'meila the avoda is not only an avoda klolius, it's an avoda d'vayoyim b'yoyimai. A person has to have a chiyuv to see to it that each day has its metzias. And if each day doesn't have its mitzvah, even though in the general cheshbon it averages out and gets olam haba, there's a hole over there that's missing something. For instance, let's take a mashal from the world of halacha. If a person has a sukkah or a mechitza, he can have a lot of holes over there because of lavud. You can have a hole less than gimel. You can have rubai miute parat, and rubai is gadur. You can have Tzursa Pesach. There are a lot of echetimtzis where, when you look at the kloli, it's the inyan, we see here something that's godder. But the wind blows in that hole over there. the mice go in. There's not, the whole itself is a whole. It's just when you look at the cholias of inyan, we say it's enclosed. But mitzad each prat, there's a gaping hole over there. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a mitzias of an entire lifetime and the yamim. And b'meila, the person has a chiyuv to be accountable for both kolias and pratias. A little more of a sharper hevel on the hagdara. The difference between the kolias of a person's life is his mitzias. Person lives kach v'kach. Haydeinim midas yamim mahi. A person has a measure of days. That's what David calls it. A person very rarely is nifter exactly. Being nifter on your birthday, Gemara says, is a kaddish brachos v'malei mei tzadikim. It's a special brachos tzadikim. But if a person lives X amount, that lifetime is his own mitzias. And if the person b'kololius did well, so zochot olam haba. That's his own mitzias. The day is the mitzias of the world. Means that the world itself comes in units of days, and therefore we just when a person is avoided to be metakin in the world, it expresses itself in mitzias of days. If a person messes up a day, then he's messed up something in the bria. Each day that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, the Zohar says that no 2 days are alike. Each day was created with its own ha'ara and its own mitzias, and if a person messes up a day, that day is gone. The person himself could be a tzaddik at the end of the day, but that at the end of the lifetime, I should say better. But that day is a gone day, and that day has a mitzias. It can't come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, in as much as a person's avodah is to do something for the world, a day that he messed up, that day itself is gone. And it can't come back. Chazal say it's very interesting. Chazal say muuves yilochu litkoy, that there are certain averes that a person does that he can't possibly be misaki. So one memory is Chazal, if a person was born at erva and he has a mamza, so the mamza is there, and obviously as long as he's alive, it's keilu the aver is staring at his face and he has no takon. That we understand. Muuves yilochu litkoy. A second thing that Chazal give is if a person didn't learn Krishna on a day. So yes, you know, it's an avera, but almost every mitzvah essay is like that. Like, why if a person forgot to take a blow shayfa and a shana, and 3 days after shana wakes up and says, "Oh, I forgot to blow shayfa." It's also moves like Chaliska. Why did I pick Krishma as Shachris Varvis? The Teretz is, everybody understands that if a shana is gone, So there's no motkiya shayfa. It's not shaykh to have lulav after sukkis. It's not shaykh to have anything afterwards. But there's something. Krishma shachis v'arvis is the avoda of the daily avoda. Except for the carbon talmud, which is shaykh to beis hamikdash, and obviously Chazal didn't want to say musaf liskam because we don't have it. Krishma is the avoda midaraisa every single day, morning and night. In other words, it's the avoda of yoyim v'asher yoyim. Chazal was saying, in that avoda, there's a movus of liskay. If I can't blow shayfa because it's past Rosh Hashanah already, that's because it happened past already. The time expired. Shachris and Arvis is the pshat because there's a mahalach of yoyim b'yoyimai, of dvar yoyim b'yoyimai. And if I don't have that mahalach, then that day is a gone day. There's nothing I can do with that day. Let's go back to the inyanim that we raised in the beginning. The Ramach Ivarim in the person and the Shasa Yomim, one is Lois Asay, one's essay. Because let's understand a second. The person comes into the world empty, and a person has to do mitzvahs. Every even a person begs for fulfillment. And therefore, mitzad the person himself, the ikir chiyuv is essay, is to do. Mitzad the world, there's Chazal said that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took on a mission to the world, and he told him, "Come and know my side. Come, my lawns are beautiful, and my garden is beautiful." And he told him, ten daitecha shalita kalkel olami. Make sure you don't ruin my world. So it doesn't mean only that the person just has to sit back and do nothing. So that the person will curl up in his couch and sleep, so he's not ruining anything. That's not true. It says that Shlomo HaMelech says, I walked by a geder v'ish atzel, and kula olakim shenim, and so on. Not working is a churban. It says he's put in this world la'abdul l'shamra. So what does Chazal mean, ten da'it chosher dekal chosay lami? It means the world itself has its own metzias and a metzias of toiv. You've got a person has a dual tafkid. A person has to fulfill himself, that's one avoida, and a person has to develop the world. But the difference is the person himself comes into this world empty, and fulfillment means do something, make something of yourself. The world itself is a full world. Oh, it was before the chait. A person's avodah is to keep it the way it is. Now, just like a person inherits a beautiful garden, he has to prune the trees, he has to water, he has to put fertilizer, but he has to understand his job is to preserve what's there. If a person has an antique furniture, so he has to take care of it, and he has to keep putting shellac on it, and so on. His job is not to take it and repaint it with a regular paint and forget about what's underneath it. The chiddush is he has to preserve what's there, and it takes work sometimes, but it's preservation, not innovation. A person's avodah klapei the world is re'ei olami kamad noya, ten days of the kalos olami means keep it the way it is. The minimal avodah of that, the unit of avodah of that is a day. Because Sheshes Yom Asa Elokim Hashemayim V'Haaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Sheshes Yomim. Each day itself has a metzias, each day has its toichen, and klapei that, the avodah of the person is to keep that toichen of that day. And that's why Chazal say, the varim of a person are the ones that shtupim for the mitzvah's essay. Each eva demands chiyus, because the person comes into this world not having chiyus, and he needs chiyus. The days tell a person to back off from averus, because the day describes the mitzvah's of the world as it is. And that's where the person has a chiyus to keep what's there. So even though it entails avodah and it entails doing mitzvahs, but the bottom line of it is to keep the world as it is. That's why we say the shir shal yoyim. Each day has its shir, and the person is showing zechtzu to the day. The person is telling what Sunday is, the person is telling what Monday is, Tuesday, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and so on. The what Chazal tell us about Avraham Avinu, that some people have zikna without yomim and yom without zikna. That mahalach is the mahalach we're describing. Zikna refers to the entire scope of a person's life. And b'meila, the entire scope of a person's life stretches over a long time, and it averages out good. So a person can be a zaken, machmas, that generally speaking was good, but he can be lacking yomim. On the other hand, a person can have yomim, but they haven't added up to zikna. The klolius is bad. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu had zikna and yomim. He was zaken, boba yomim meant there was a shleimus mitzad the klal, and there's a shleimus mitzad the prat of each day. And that's the oimik of what Chazal meant, that they said that he was mefulish filoin b'loshen Chazal, is that it was a double. A person, we're not talking about olam hazeh for its own sake, like that he had a lot of good things and so on, which he did. You're talking about when you come to the world to come, there's two midos. One shaila is, are you a ben olam hazeh? Who are you? And if a person's culmination of avodah is good, then the person himself is a ben olam hazeh. If the person himself is a ben olam hazeh, but he's missing days, that means he did not take the olam hazeh to the world to come. He didn't accomplish things with this world that was supposed to be done. Bo bayomim includes that he took days. Each day is a unit of this world. Each day is a metzias that came into this world for a tikkun, for whatever inyan it is. And if a person takes days with him, he comes with double baggage to the world to come. He comes with himself as a ben olam haba, and he comes with the world, with the yamim, as units and so on. I want to take it to us. One of the biggest problems of a person's avoda is, first of all, that Baruch Hashem we live a long life, so we don't. It's easy for a person to say tomorrow I'll do it, and he does do it. You know, I'll wait until a lamashal. A person is having a time to say, I'll wait till I get older, I'll mature, I'll wait till I'm settled, I'll wait till I have this, I'll wait till I have that, and a person a lot of times does manage somehow later things. He does develop and things go better and so on and so forth, and he's matzliach. Even though had he put more effort in the beginning, would he matzliach more later? But teva adam is okay to say that in the end I came out good, and it has a validity sometimes. A person, so first of all, Baruch Hashem, because of the length of days, the length of life a person has. A person doesn't not miyachas achshivas to any one prat, to any one chelik of his life. But that's not true. It says by some there's a sheiva. Those people who never were chayt, they used to say ashrei ziknenu shalom bisha nu reseinu, ashrei reseinu shalom bisha ziknenu, and the other people would say ashrei ziknenu shekipra. Nairus is a metzias. A person's young years are a metzias. It's a unit of Neatzmai. There's a chassidish shavart, I think, I don't remember who it is, maybe Pshischa, he says, Eich elel ovi vanar ineni iti. Yehuda told Yosef, how can I go back to my father without the young, without the Binyamin? So he said, Eich Ella Ovi, how can I come to my father in Shemayim Vanayan Iti without my young years with me? Each tkufa has its own mitzias. It's not only what's the bottom line at the end. There is a cheshbon like that. Yeah, and that determines by Kukoli if a person is a tzaddik, a rashi, a olam haba, and so on. But the shaila is, Yimei HaNairus have a certain mitzias. The fact that it was difficult, the fact that the person is excitable, and the fact that the person is restless, and the fact that the person is into things, the fact that the person has tirdus, that is a tkufa that has its own mitzias, and it's unit one of avodah to fill it up with teichin, and unit two is when a person is young yigaman, he has a lot of tirdus and a lot of asakim and so on and so forth to fill that up with avodah, and unit three is another tkufa and another tkufa and so on. Those each tkufa has an avodah atzmai, and yes, a person 50% of avodah is that the person bottom at the end when he said video on his deathbed he was a tzaddik. Fine, that makes him an olam haba. But what are you coming with you? The Zohar says that it's like a levush. The person comes with the bare minimum, a gimel al gimel to cover his mokum bush, and that's it. He's naked after that because there's no threads to cover himself with. So yes, halachically, a 3x3 is a beged, and that's enough. But what more? Where is this kufa in life? Where is this kufa? Where is this kufa? Each kufa is a metzias. It's a yoim. And if a person doesn't give it its metzias, then that yoim is gone. And it's threadbare on that chelek of his guf. Just like the guf is a verim, a verim. And a person who wears tzitzis but doesn't put on tefillin on his hand understands that ruchnistic-wise he's missing a hand. And the person who puts on tefillin but not putting on tzitzis is missing something else. If a person has all his days except for one day, he's missing that day. It also gives us a chshivas in each tkufa in life. The tkufa of Nairus with its nisyonis, and the tkufa of a younger man, its nisyonis, and the tkufa of an older person, and those nisyonos. It also gives a chshivas to a day. One of the ways in which we slip out easily is a person learns well. Learns well during this man or whatever, it's okay. A day comes up, a summer day, a chalamoyed, a vacation, a Friday, a Sunday, a yemir, a pagra of sorts. And the person says to himself, what's the avla of this day? Beseda, you know, I'll take it easy this day. It's not, you know, it's not in the mood anyway, and it's everybody's gone, and so on and so forth. And maybe, again, maybe in the cheshma kloli, it could be justified. If I've been learning for 60 days, I learned very well, and now I was in a kind of off day, a dreary day, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it is that this day has a mitzvah with the atzmai, and that day is gone forever if you didn't use that day's mitzvah. It's not the pshat. You don't look at it in a general this quantity. Look at it as a quantum, as a discrete unit that has a mitzvah with the atzmai. And if that mitzvah is not realized, the person is missing a mitzvah. You don't just say 100 years versus one day. It's this day, this day, this day, and if that day is gone, it doesn't work. There was a ma'aseh here many years ago, and it was more in me a pshat in Chazal. There was a bacher here who was a bacher was yeshiva chavasai. That was his mitzvah. And one of the yemer packets was the first day yeshiva, and one of the yemer packets came up, and his chavrusa was a serious bacher. Told him, well, you're going to be here tomorrow, aren't you? And he said, no. So he said, why not? Do you have a special reason? So he said, no, but you know, everybody's kind of going, and I was draining the mall, whatever it is. So they had a vikuach, and the stronger one told him, I promise you that if you stay here and learn and don't go drink, your whole life will change. You'll become a different person. So, you know, there was half kidding, half serious. He told him, I want it in writing. He wrote it out to him. And this guy kept his part of the deal and he stayed in his medrash. And it really made the change in his life. It somehow awakened him the feeling that I don't have to automatically drift out and I'm not a drifter. And a slow process, and then he latched onto Vegel Chavrusa, and Minyan Linyan, he became a big Mitzuyan, a big Masman, a big Mitzuyan, and so on. And it was a half a joke of that note. I was thinking, Chazal say that Yosef used to make a special simcha on Shavuot. He used to say, "Lavo yoyma kama Yosef ke b'shuka." If not for that day, how many Yosef would be in the shuk? So the parsha of Shad, it means matan Torah and so on. But he said, "Lavo yoyma." In other words, every day has a school in it, and every day has its avodah. You don't just say that. Well, over my lifetime, if I'd been learning 3/4 of the time, I certainly would have hit home. Each day has its own schooler, and maybe the schooler of a day that's weaker, that kind of dispirited and just not in the mood for it, maybe that day's learning is the avoid of that day's learning is the avoid that will turn you around. It's measured in day by day. You don't know what that day is. And therefore, even a day when things will be weak, that a person should have a minimal say, that a person should have a minimal commitment, it has meaning because I have an avodah each morning. It's a mini tchias hameisim every morning. We get up in the morning and say Neshem Rishon Satsabi. So that means each day is seen as a new Briyas Adam. And we get up in the morning and we say Mechadish Betuvah Chol Yom Tami. And then when we go to sleep, we say Amapach HaLeishena, and basically we're giving ourselves over to a sort of Misa. That it's not only the fright of HaKadosh Baruch Hu waking us up, it means the morning starts with a Briyas Adam and finishes with a Misa, like a Kain Misa. Each day has to count mitzad itself as well. It's not enough to put it into a whole structure. That's what David HaMelech said. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our Yomim B'Tfachos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us measured with pieces, with discrete units. And a person, it says, the Zohar says, Ach b'tselem yishalach ish. B'tselem is the levush that a neshama wears. The levush is made up of yomim. It's made up of individual pieces. Having a big baguette, a long cape, what has a hole in it, a gaping hole, is not nicer. One guy comes to say, listen, you have only a coat that's 3 feet long without any holes. I have a coat that's a cape that's 6 feet long and has one hole in it. So my bag is more bigger than you. I have 5.5 feet without holes and you have only 3 feet. So I say, no, if you have a longer bag, which would have been much nicer, and if it would be whole with a 6 foot versus a 3 foot bag, 6 foot is definitely nicer. But if you have a hole in it, it takes away the whole arach of the baguette. If there's a piece missing, it's worth very little. A person's Yom HaDin is not only what did I accomplish in a lifetime as a whole, but each day, a Shabbos has its own mitzvahs, and a Friday has its own mitzvahs. And it's not only the pshat that we have to make each day be a full day because of Yom HaDin each day. It has a school or two. Sitting and learning when nobody else is around, or very few people are around, has in itself a certain school or where a person learns to learn because of who he is. A Shabbos, if a person learns, there's a school in Shabbos to associate Kedusha with learning. A person's different matzruach, a person's dressed differently, a person different mood, a person davened, and so on. That has a certain school of a different day. A day when it's raining, when it's cold, has a school in itself. Every single day has its own mitzvahs. And if a person forfeits a day, then he's forfeiting something specific. It's not a quantity, but a certain quality, a certain inyan that he'll never, ever, ever be able to get back again. So when a person pushes himself, when a person works on himself, a person has to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us days besides a lifetime. And it's two separate avodas. There's an avoda at the end of the lifetime, a person comes shalom, and that's the zikna. And there's a second avoda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a string of days, with each day being its own mitzvah, its own skula, its own shivas, and the avoda is not only to come love with zikna, but to come with Baba Yom as well. Chance.